The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it is a weird and wacky world out there. It is. It is. It is. It is. And I have some proof. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE 877-262-5483. And as I reminded you in the last segment, on Fridays, we ease up our phone screening guidelines, and we can talk about just about anything you want to talk about on Friday. We had a guy heading to prison. He wasn't getting thrown in prison. He was going to minister in prison. He was driving and asked us to pray for him. That's great. Love that. You may have something similar. You may have a prayer request to share with us. That's fine. That's fine. You may have a question. You might have a complaint. I can't imagine why anyone would have a complaint. But if you do, Friday is the time to call. Again, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And please don't forget the number for Christian Solidarity International. We are setting slaves free. Now, we're either at 39 or 40. I'm not really sure I explained why in the last segment. I'm not going to go into it again. But we're at either 39 or 40 slaves freed at $250 apiece. Our goal was 27. That's what our goal was. We're now at either 39, possibly 40. I think we could go a little farther. 888-253-3522 is the number. Every $250 literally sets a slave free in North Sudan. 888-253-3522. All right, the progressive left is constantly talking about we got to stop bullying. We hate bullying. We've got to deal with bullies. We want to expose bullies. We want to punish bullies, unless the bully is one of them. Well, yeah, if the bully is one of them, then that's fine. That's okay. Can I give you an illustration? Many of you, if not most of you, are familiar with the name Brian Sims. Brian Sims is a Pennsylvania state representative. Now, he's not federal representative. He is a state representative from the Philadelphia area. It was either last week or the week before, Brian Sims went down to the local Planned Parenthood facility where there were some people praying. That's what they were doing. And he was very, very proud to film himself. He used his little camera and took a selfie movie while he is absolutely harassing an older woman who is praying. She didn't have a sign in her hand. She wasn't yelling at anybody. She was walking back and forth in front of the Planned Parenthood facility, and she was praying. That's all she was doing. This Brian Sims begins harassing her, yelling at her, calling her names for 6 long minutes. He is all over her, in her face, again, calling her names, insulting her, demeaning her, harassing her, bullying her. No reasonable person could look at that video and not call it bullying. And not only that, he looks into the camera and he offers $100 to anyone who would find her address so they can go to her house and harass her at her house. That's called doxing. And he shared it on Facebook. He was so proud of himself for being a bully against an old woman. Then another time, I don't know whether it was the same day, I don't remember, and it really doesn't matter. There were two teenage girls. These are minors. Teenage girls, they were praying at the same Planned Parenthood facility. That's all they were doing. And the state representative films himself loudly and proudly bullying them, harassing them, calling them names. And then he looks into the camera. Remember, we're dealing with minors. He looks into the camera, and again, he offers $100 to anybody who could provide the addresses and names of those teenage girls. I want you to think of the implication of that. He wants the names and addresses of teenagers so that people can go and harass them and their families at their home. That's harassment. That's bullying. Now, remember, this guy is a liberal progressive Democrat, and they're the ones that oppose bullying and harassment, right? Unless it's one of their own. Well, a whole lot of people were outraged at Representative Brian Sims, except the Democrats in the Pennsylvania House. The Republicans in the Pennsylvania House have demanded that Brian Sims either resign or at least be disciplined in some way by the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania. The Democrats? Yeah, no. No, 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 no. They refuse. Now, what Brian Sims has done since this video went viral, he went to the leaders of the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania, and he said, I won't do it again, I promise. He said, I can do better. Oh, did that make you feel warm and fuzzy? I can do better. Now, he never apologized to the older woman or to the teenage girls or to the pro-life people. Never apologized. He never apologized to anyone. At first, he absolutely defended himself. I had a right. These people are terrible. They're horrible. And I was just, you know. Well, because it went viral and he received so much criticism, he goes to the leaders of the Democrats in Pennsylvania and says, I won't do that again. I won't do that again. Now, again, this guy's a bully. He's a bully. The leaders of the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania said, well, he promised he won't do it again. Now, if they were dealing with a bully in a high school or a junior high school, do you really think that if the kid just said, well, I guess I could have done better, I don't think I'll do it again, you really think that would satisfy people? I don't think so. So no discipline whatsoever, no censure whatsoever, no consequences whatsoever for being a blatant bully and putting the life of two teenage girls in danger. Think about that. Brian Sims, loud, proud, pro-abortion Democrat in Pennsylvania. As I said, the liberal progressives are against bullying, unless it's one of those theirs. And unless you are bullying pro-life people, then that's okay, because they deserve it. Like I said, weird and wacky world. Hey, I got to take a break. Candace Owens, are you familiar with Candace Owens? If you're not, you should become familiar with her. She is the communications director for Turning Point USA. Brilliant black woman, and she has been suspended from Facebook. Wait till you hear why. Yeah, we'll be right back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you back to Bob Burney Live. And again, I thank you for joining me. This is a sad reality among many in America. If you are African American, it is just assumed that you're a Democrat. That's just, if you're black, you're a Democrat. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. Well, there is a movement within the black community out of the Democratic Party. Several people are heading this up in different areas, but Candace Owens is a brilliant young black woman. She is the communications director at Turning Point USA, and she has organized what she is calling Blaxit. You know, in Great Britain, they're talking about Brexit, leaving the European Union. Britain leaving the European Union. Well, she's calling it Blaxit. She is encouraging African Americans in America to leave the Democratic Party and become conservative. And she is convinced that conservatives can do much, much more for the black community than the Democrats ever have. So she has become an advocate to in her own words, for black America to wake up. Well, she was just suspended from Facebook. Why? Well, Facebook said that she violated its, and I'm quoting, community standards for Facebook. Yeah, she's been suspended for 7 days initially. We're not sure how much longer. And why was she suspended from Facebook? Well, according to Candace Owens herself, she said, my Facebook page has been suspended for 7 days for posting that white supremacy is not a threat to black America as much as father absence and liberal policies that incentivize it are. She said, quote, I am censored for posting the poverty rates in fatherless homes. In her Facebook posts, she called on black America to wake up to the great liberal hoax, and then she listed black poverty rates. And here's what she posted, and this is what got her suspended from Facebook. She posted that the poverty rate among whites, married, unmarried, etc., just general white population, the poverty rate right now is at 11% for whites. You ready for this? The poverty rate among married blacks is 7%. The poverty rate for married blacks is lower than the poverty rate for the general white population. 7%. But listen to this disparity. The poverty rate for single black women is 37%. And it gets worse. The poverty rate for a black family with children, with a single mother, you ready for this? Now again, a black family with children being led by a single black woman, the poverty rate is 46%. Now let that sink in. The poverty rate among married blacks, 7%. It's actually lower than the general white population. The poverty rate for a black family with children being led by a single black woman is 46%. And that's what she posted on Facebook. What she was saying was she was not diminishing the danger of white supremacy. She wasn't diminishing that at all. But what she was saying was, statistically, white supremacists are not the greatest threat to the black community. It's fatherlessness. It is fatherlessness that is dooming the black community. And she said this, quote, Do not let liberal supremacists convince you that white people are the problem at the same time that their policies encourage the 77% father absence in black households. That's right, 77% of black households have no father in the home, which means a black family without a father is almost certainly doomed to poverty. If that same family has a married father, mother in the home, the poverty rate drops, listen to this, from 46% to 7%. Isn't that astounding? And her whole point is, and she's been accused of endorsing white supremacy and white racism. Now, that's not what she said. She said, if you want to see what's really dooming the black community, it is not a bunch of white people dressed up in hoods. The real problem is the breakdown of the home, the destruction of the home, which has been encouraged by what was begun as the war on poverty back in the 60s. And, of course, most of you understand, when the Democrats launched the war on poverty in the 60s under Lyndon Baines Johnson, we're going to destroy poverty. We're going to eradicate poverty. We are waging war. We are declaring war on poverty. They did that in the 1960s. There is more poverty in the black community today, than when the war on poverty began. I think any reasonable person would conclude the war ain't working. It's actually made things worse. That's exactly what Candace Owens, who again is a black female, this is what she was trying to put on Facebook. And she has been suspended by the people at Facebook because they said she has violated community standards by simply posting statistics about poverty and fatherlessness in the black community. Just, it is absolutely amazing. She said, when a black woman begins discussing the truth, which is that liberal policies have systematically ruined black homes, they censor. She called out Facebook for allowing posts that accuse President Trump of white supremacy, but they will not allow her to post the truth about unemployment and the breakdown of the family in the black community. I'm glad Candace Owens is on our side. She's a brilliant young woman, and we'll see if her suspension is upheld or overturned. Matt Chandler. Many of you are familiar with the name Matt Chandler, pastor of the Village Church in Texas. Has some interesting things to say. We'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.